You know what? I think for this episode, we're going to count down from 4, 3...
Here comes 2.
And 1.
Hello! And welcome back to another episode of...
It Came From The Video Store.
Okay, you know what? No.
That kind of worked.
First of all, I think we're overpowering the microphone. Just a little bit. Hello, and welcome to another episode of
It Came From The Video Store.
We're up two intros this, on this,
this
now?
This is a team thing right here.
Hello, and welcome to another...
episode.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of...
This is a special episode. You guys get like 6 different fucking intros.
There's a reason why I started the count off at 4. Would some of you say this episode is... Fantastic
shit.
Matt, what movie are we talking about today?
The shit four. I'm sorry, Fantastic Four.
Fan Four Stick.
There it is.
But this, which this one?
The 2015 version.
Now, I'm gonna be brutally honest. I think this is the first time I've watched this movie since I saw it in theaters.
Ditto.
It's not as bad as I remember. I will say this. I definitely enjoy the originals a lot more. Like, I want to say it almost makes the original Fantastic Four movies like kind of like a classic compared to this. So we're going to talk about the 2015 Fantastic Four starring Miles Teller, Kate Mara, Jamie Bell, and Michael B. Jordan, and what's his name? Toby Kebbell,
yeah.
Kibble and Bits.
And the black dude who died in the mask. I don't know his name.
Oh, was he one of the oh yeah, he was like one of the gang members, right?
Yeah, he was a gang member that died in the Coco Cabana Club.
Oh.
Coco Cabana.
I'm trying to bring his name up now, but yeah, you didn't realize that was him?
Now that you said that, I was like, oh shit, you're right. It just clicked in my head.
Reggie Cathy.
He would be a Reggie. He looks like a Reggie.
And we also got Tim Blake Nelson, who was also in The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Brother Where Art Thou, Scooby Doo.
We're talking about superhero movies,
Brandon. Scooby Doo, man. It's a fucking superhero movie.
So let's
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Let's get off right off the topic with this movie. First thoughts.
Well, I haven't seen this since I saw it in theaters. I would say the second time around it's not as bad. I think that the first half of the film is better than the second half.
I feel like the first half of the movie actually was pretty decent, and then it's like as soon as you see Doctor Doom, movie's over.
Yeah, agreed.
Got a little fun fact for you. Did you know that Tommy Wiseau wanted to do a sequel to this movie?
Yes.
I kind of want to see that.
I would love to see him do something like this.
Can you just imagine him like if he did like
tearing me apart, Susan?
Just want to see him play like...
Oh, hi, Richard.
Him play Dr. Doom.
Oh, hi, Reeds.
I'll blow up the world. I do it. You're going to fight me, Mr. Fantastic? Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Cheep, cheep.
I thought this is one of those movies with the cases where it has a very good, talented cast. Shitty director, shitty story.
Mm-hmm.
Because... Yeah. I mean, from what I recall is Josh Tank, or whatever the fuck his name is, pretty much sabotaged this movie because he wasn't as getting his way.
Oh, he blames all. He just blames, like, oh, it sucked because it's a superhero movie. He said he refuses to work on a superhero movie again.
I think for the greater good of superhero movies, that's a good idea.
We'll put it this way. This movie's so fucking bad. This is the only Marvel movie with no Stan Lee cameo.
Yeah, Stan Lee saw this and said, no thanks.
It was because of this movie Miles Teller didn't get to do La La Land because they thought his performance was so terrible in this movie. I like Miles Teller. I think that probably is one of the reasons why I saw the movie. Mm. It starts off in the beginning with Reed Richards and Ben Grimm as kids. By the way, a little far into this already, but spoiler alerts if you have not seen the movie.
Everybody dies. Just kidding.
Or are we?
Because Thanos is involved. Yeah, I wish. So we're going to talk about the entire movie. But it starts off as Reed Richards and Ben Grimm, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic and The Thing. It starts off with them as kids and their work. Reed wants to build a teleportation device because he's seen the Fly way too many times. No, I really don't know if that's the reason. That teacher's a dick, though. His teacher's making fun of him. His parents think he's fucking nuts.
And his teacher, played by Homer Simpson. Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah. We're just dropping names in this.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks he's crazy. Even when he gets older, teachers are calling him wacko and stuff like that. And then, you know, Franklin Storm comes around. He's like, hey, I got $1 million. I want to give you a scholarship, Reed. Except your buddy Ben, who helped you these last 8 years. Fuck him. He can't go. Am I the only one who's thinking that?
Yeah, no, it's bullshit. Nah. Literally, Ben's in the first half for maybe about 5 minutes tops.
Yeah, Jamie Bell has like 5 minutes of like FaceTime. If that, I don't even think he's got 5 minutes of FaceTime.
What's he?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. Honestly,
you have that little gymnasium, if, like, in the, and then after that, after they get shit going, Reed gives him a call later on. You see his face then. And that's it. Because then after that, he's in the fucking hazmat suit.
And it's like Reed starts working on the project with Sue, Johnny Storm, and even Victor Von Doom, who's kind of like a cynical asshole. But I don't know if he's a cynical asshole or I'm just as cynical, but I actually was agreeing with everything he was saying. Just, it might be just me. It's just me. Ignore that. But Ben's not even in, like, Jason. Jamie Bell plays, you know, the older version of Ben Grimm. He literally only has, like, 3 minutes of actual FaceTime. He's not even around the, I don't know where I'm going
the,
with this.
He's not around for the actual building of the actual.
The whole development.
Yeah.
He fucking nowhere around during the work, but he's there for the reward.
Yeah.
But when they're kids, you know, they're working on their little project. I just want to go back to this because did you see that wall of N64s?
Oh, yeah. The rack that he used today. Yeah, that was good.
He built this machine, this teleportation machine, using like 30 different N64s.
It looks like Alex's collection in there, like every single color.
He transports a car. Powered by the rainbow. He transports a car, but in return, he just gets dust. It was either that or a pile of Spider-Man's ashes. No? Nothing? Nothing? Not a chuckle?
You chuckled when you said it during the movie.
I think the flaw of this movie is it takes itself way too seriously.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot of hatred for this, but I'm sort of blaming the Christopher Nolan Dark Knight series for the reason why superhero movies for a while were starting to get shitty.
Well, then Zack Snyder kind of took the ball from there, too.
Yeah. But Christopher Nolan also produced, I think, Man of Steel.
True.
And it's just like, ever since then, everybody wants to go the whole dark and gritty route. At least on, I think it was like the only Marvel movie that wanted to do that. DC, every DC movie wanted to be like the Dark Knight. And I think, it wasn't even really Marvel, it was Fox. And Fox was like, oh, let's do that with the Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh Trank is like, yeah, we're going to make it about science and not about superpowers. And it's one and the same, man. Just give us a fucking action movie, not a It's the same thing they did with the first Hulk movie. They tried to make it this, like, Greek drama, and it was boring as hell. I just want a good Fantastic Four movie.
Of all fucking superhero teams, the Fantastic Four is like the one you don't want it to be a drama.
You don't. You got.
They're like a family working together to get shit done. X-Men. Make X-Men a drama. I don't give a fuck. It's about racism.
X-Men's got more laughs than that, but...
No, I'm saying, though, yeah. Like... X-Men's the one you try to be more serious with it because it's like, think about when they made it back then, it was about racism.
So they spend all this time working on the machine, and Reed's like sending selfies to Ben, and that's really the only interaction of them being friends you have. Like, they're trying to like build this friendship. I don't know if a lot of it was cut out.
Cause I know. Before Fox got a hold of it, the film was like over 2 hours long, and they got to it, they cut it down to an hour and a half.
Well, they cut out the friendship because later on in the movie it shows. So the team gets told that they're not going to be able to go to this Planet X, which they've been trying to go to. Or no, not Planet X. That's Ninja Turtles.
Planet Zero.
Yeah. Planet Zero.
Which is their way of saying negative zone.
The negative zone. And so they get drunk and decide to go there on their own. And, you know, Reed pretty much sends a pity invite.
Yeah, y'all have that moment when you get so drunk, you're like, hey guys, let's go to another planet.
Let's just go to another dimension, man. That's like a stoner theory. Ben gets a pity invite. The dude's got no scientifical...
Yeah, he was more like the engineer, like he puts it together.
If that... Well, in the comic books, if I'm correct, he is a scientist, but he's more of an engineer.
Yeah, no, he's pretty much what Johnny was. Like, he just puts shit together.
But when you see him in the movie, the only time you really see Ben is, like, at his junkyard. Because they own the Grimm junkyard. That's how they became friends.
Yeah.
But they kind of just really force Ben into it. He doesn't... If you think about it, even when he's there, they really don't act like friends. You don't get a friendship vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah, I'm here. Let's go to Planet Zero.
I'm the guy from earlier. Yeah, this movie does a really bad job of telling you how long shit, how much time has passed between shit. Because it's like, he gets the fucking scholarship, and then like 2 weeks go by, and they're in the other planet. Where it was probably at least a couple years.
And they build this whole device in, what, like a week?
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like.
I do want to say, I think the movie's strong point, probably the best part of the movie, is when they visit Planet Zero. That scene was pretty cool. So you got Victor Von Doom, Reed Richards, Johnny Storm, and Ben Grimm. And they all do this little expedition. And they go to Planet Zero, and like Victor Von Doom's like, oh, this place has so much power. I love the power. And the power explodes because he touches it.
You have to touch.
No, but I like how they show how they got their powers, pretty much.
Yeah, no, that was actually one of the things I said. The way they get their powers was fucking awesome. Like, they're trying to get out of the fucking negative zone after some shit happened. Johnny gets set on fire. Ben, his door opens up and like rocks go flying in.
Oh, my God, you missed it. You weren't in the room and watching special features. So they're talking about the special effects, and you just see like CGI rocks being thrown on Jamie Bell. And Matt's just like, what? Even the rocks are fake? Like, I don't think they can afford the insurance to pummel an actor with some rocks.
You ever see that one meme where it shows like some dude getting hit in the face with the radio? And someone's like, how do they do that? Back in the day, you actually hit the man in the face with the radio. We didn't have any special effects. That actor had to take one for the team.
Victor Von Doom falls into a pool of green goo, which is...
The ooze.
It's the energy source. I don't know. And they go in these little... We gotta mention they're all in their little containment suits when they go there.
Matt's getting... Eric, the ooze. Secret of the ooze.
Yes. You're quoting the title of probably the best superhero movie sequel ever. Ninja Turtles 2.
All right.
I mean, come on. Can we all agree Ninja Turtles 2 is better than the original?
It's got Vanilla Ice in it.
It's got...
Go Ninja Go.
Yeah, man.
Who Ninja the two Go. Monsters?
Oh, shit.
We're getting off topic.
And you know what? I gotta look this up, but keep talking.
Anyways, So Victor is presumed dead. They get back, and there's an explosion, and this is where, like, they come back. I think Sue's the one who brings them back, so that's how she gets her powers. And then Reed finds out he can stretch because he crawled to Ben, but his legs are all stretched out. Ben's a big pile of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's on fire. Sounds like a song. Johnny's on fire. Ben's a pile of rocks. Sue is nowhere to be found.
I can envision Weird Al.
Don't let me write songs. They're terrible. And it goes like the movie's very predictable about how it goes. Then they become a lab experiments. But then, you know, Mr. Fantastic wants to be an asshole and leave everybody behind. And it kind of, everybody begins to resent him for it.
Okay, I just got to say this right now. We need to do the fucking Ghost Rider movies for an episode.
It's actually not a bad
idea. I forgot they existed.
Yeah. I mean, actually never watched Spirit of Vengeance all the way through.
The first one is okay. I'll cut it some slack. The second one, though, it is one of those things, like, every time I put it on, I get to a certain part. As soon as he starts doing the little fucking, he's pissing fire, I turn it off.
That's all I remember from that movie.
It's nothing. You try to be Deadpool with, like, fucking cutaways.
I want to say the CGI in this movie wasn't that great.
Yeah, you could tell they spent most of their budget on
the thing.
On the thing.
Which, I thought the thing actually looked great. I will say this. Let's dive into this. Let's talk about the costumes. They sucked.
Well, yeah, they went the X-Men route.
Yeah. We're going to go realistic. Wait. Their containment suits.
Okay, this is a little off topic, but Kevin Nash played Super Shredder in Secret of the Ooze?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, it's Toka and Rayshar?
Rayshar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyways. Yeah, their containment suits kind of pissed me off. Because I like how Michael B. Jordan's or Johnny Storm's got the four little dashes on his chest, trying to, like, resemble the outfits. But were they even blue?
In this film, or?
In the film.
Oh, in the film, no. They're all black.
Fucking lame.
You're thinking of the Alba movies, Jessica Alba movies. Those were blue.
Yeah, I thought, I don't know, these ones looked like they had, like, a hint of navy.
It looked kind of like it, but during special features, it looked like it was just pure black.
Yeah.
I liked how Reed built his suit to kind of contain himself, because he didn't know how to control his powers. So, Sue, Johnny get their own special suits by the government. Reed bails on everybody and lives in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
I liked how they did his face morph, by the way.
Yeah, it was very Werewolf of London.
That's exactly what it looked like. I thought the thing looked great. I think, if anything, that was probably the best part of this movie was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if it wasn't for this movie, what is his name? Korg wouldn't have looked as good in Thor.
Probably. He does look like Korg.
Yeah.
And so then, you know, they find Reed, and, you know, Ben's all pissed off because he left them and shit, and you're supposed to be like, oh, no, they're best friends, and their friendship's ruined. But the whole time, like I said, you don't even feel a friendship between them.
You're just like, oh, shit, they know each other.
Yeah, you just don't, there's no friendship there. I think that's what kills the movie, is just, like, it's cut up shitty.
I have a feeling there was way more. I feel like before Fox cut it up, I feel like the original cut of it, there was probably a lot more backstory to everyone.
Yeah, and there was probably more of a romantic relationship with Sue and
Yeah, but no, because it makes, you're right, because it seems like at the end when Victor's, like, saying shit to Sue, he's like, oh, I saw a future for me and you. It's like, they did not show any, like, romantic involvement, really.
They would hint it from his perspective.
There was, like, one thing where, like, Reed was like, hey, why don't we go do this? And then, oh, shit, there's the thing. And, sorry, I got shit going on in the background. The cord just got
smashed. I'm going to tell you not to watch this shit while we record. Let's talk about how Dr. Doom looks. So they do an exposition.
He looks like a turd wrapped in, like, shrink wrap.
Yeah.
They go back.
Glow sticks.
Yeah.
They go back to Planet Zero to do an expedition where they find Doom. He looks like glow sticks wrapped in tinfoil.
Yeah. Not very threatening at all.
So I think the idea was that his suit bonded to his skin. And he looks terrible. And he comes back. He's like, oh, your world wasn't enough. You want to dominate mine? And then he just starts exploding heads left and right.
Oh, no. You know, another reason why Fox cut up the movie, they said the original cut was too violent. But, you know.
But they left the exploding heads in there.
There's literally no action in
the
movie.
He literally fucking, he does scanners. He fucking just left and right. The one dude from the Hulk, you could literally see his head explode and blood hit his helmet.
I thought that looked cool.
No, I know.
It did look cool, but it was the only time that Doom ever used that power. He didn't use it against anybody else.
I felt like
from
Hercules, when he's like, will you stop it with the head slice, the throat slicing or some stuff like that? I was sitting like, dude, is this guy all he's going to do, blow up heads? That's all he did was blow up heads.
Throw rocks.
It was fucking just terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
So his goal is to open up a portal in Planet Zero to suck Earth into it and destroy it. Who comes to the rescue? Anyone?
Iron Man?
Thanos?
Man. So the Fantastic Four, who aren't even really the Fantastic Four, get sucked up into it.
They're just the Tastic Four right now. They really feel fantastic.
It's typical, like, we just gotta learn to come together and put our differences aside.
He's stronger than each one of us, but he's not stronger than all of us. It's like, no, I literally just said he's stronger than each one of us.
Doesn't matter if you put us together. And he, like, Reed had to learn how to use his powers because...
Without his, like, little training wheels?
Yeah, because his suit had, like, springs and coils, and it's like, I gotta pull myself back together to save everybody. That's pretty much all it was. Like, it was very cliche.
Mm-hmm.
But they saved the day, and then the government's like, we're gonna make you a team. That's literally how I can describe this movie. And then at the end, they're like, we need a name, and then, like... Ben's like, wow, this is fantastic. And Reed's like,
say that again?
Say that again.
Excuse me? Baby powder?
As far as... I know Reed... How far do you think Mr. Fantastic in this movie could stretch?
How far he could stretch? Not as far as Stretch Armstrong, I could tell you that.
I tell you, no matter how far he stretches, he'll never reach a sequel.
Oh, it's true.
Shots fired.
And now Marvel owns the franchise, which is the best possible thing.
Well, yep.
I think a big fucking issue with was the fact that Fox only made this just so they can keep their rights to it.
Yeah, that's exactly what they
did. Then they ended the comic book for a while.
Oh, they actually did, because they, it was in a Punisher comic, but they said that this was so bad that in the comics, they made, like, they're a Fantastic Four in a universe, like likeness, and killed them off in an explosion because Marvel said it was that bad. They didn't want anyone, like...
Yeah, I remember this was actually a movie I was excited for when it came out. And then, like, partway through the movie, I'm like, looking at my watch, like, I'm fucking leave already.
Then you realize the trailer you saw, none of that footage is in the movie, too.
Well, not only that, but as soon as you get to Doctor Doom, literally, I timed it. The movie's over in, like, 12 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like... People, watch the movie. As soon as you see Dr. Doom, put a timer on. You have 10 to 15 minutes.
The only action you get out of this is when... Is a couple scenes they show the Thing doing something, which is on a TV screen. And then when Reed's fighting off the military for like 2 seconds, and then... Yeah, and then they fucking fight Doom. They actually said that after Fox cut it up, they said they cut out like 3 or 4 fucking fight scenes out of this. Which is what a superhero movie needs.
Which probably would have made the movie good, do you mean?
Yeah. I feel like this movie bombed just because of one, Fox, and second of all, the director.
I heard
I heard the director was a fucking asshole. He almost got into fist fights with...
Miles Teller.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forget what I was going to say. He probably said it already. God, this movie sucks. This is a short episode.
Didn't we say that?
We knew this was going to be a short episode just because it's like the movie moves. It almost moves super quick. It's like the first half kind of like takes a while. And literally they get their powers and the movie's over in like a half hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the cast? I thought, like I said, I thought it was a good cast.
Yeah, it was a good cast, but, you know, shitty director and shitty studio people getting in the way.
What did you think about them making them younger? Because they were essentially just, like, teenagers, if you think about it.
I don't... Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be, like, 18 by the time this happens.
Reed was in high school still.
Yeah. And he looked way older than 18.
They said he was, like, 10 years older than what he was supposed to be.
Yeah, Miles Teller, I think, is a pushing 30. But, I mean, I like Michael B. Jordan, though his Johnny Storm isn't like the showboater, which I missed.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Dude, do you know, actually, he met Chris Evans at some, like, thing when he was doing this, and he asked him about it. He's like, hey, man, just do your own thing and just have fun with it. It's all I got to say.
In other words, I'll see you when you get the Marvel contract.
Yeah.
Now they got Marvel money.
You know, you do a shitty superhero movie, Marvel gives you a call.
Yeah, especially if you played Human Torch.
Did you see the roast of Bruce Willis?
I haven't yet. I want to.
Oh, my God. So,
shit.
Ed Norton was one of the roasters.
Ooh.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt was just like, you know, he was going through everybody, and he's just like, and then we have Ed Norton. Who could forget Ed Norton? Besides Marvel. The funniest jab.
Okay, I need to watch this roast. Where is it at?
It's on Comedy Central.
Does Kevin Smith show up to roast him?
Dude, I don't think Kevin Smith...
I think he would just walk up and be like, you're a fucking asshole, and walk away. You know, actually, speaking about Bruce Willis, originally when they were casting this, they were going to have Bruce Willis and someone else. It was him and someone else to do the voice of Ben.
Really now?
Hmm. Yeah. And then I forgot who else they wanted in it, but... Well, I know originally the chick... Who's the chick that plays Sue?
Kate Mara?
Yeah, Kate Mara.
Yeah, originally she wasn't supposed to be... The director wanted somebody else, and the studio's like, no, fuck you, you're getting her. And I guess they said he treated her the worst on the set because he was just pissed.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people work with Josh Tank anymore.
I don't think so either. I never heard of him, so I'm assuming he doesn't direct anymore.
The only good movie he had was Chronicle.
No.
Yo, y'all need to check out Chronicle, by the way. That movie does shit. That's probably going to be it. That's like a short-ass episode, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Bummer.
Coming up in October, we are going to try to do an episode every month. We are going to be
every week.
Wow, I spaced out on that one.
Yeah.
Dude, it's hot in this room, man. I'm sweating balls.
But, no, Han, there was something I wanted to say about just... We were talking about how, like, the Fantastic Four got their name. It's like a Bon Jovi effect. It's like, all right, guys, we call ourselves Fantastic Four. And it's like, all right, you're Invisible Woman, Human Torch, The Thing, me, Mr. Fantastic. It's like fucking John Bon... Yeah, it's like Bon Jovi. All right, guys, I know you let me name the band after me, but how about for the first album, we just call it Bon Jovi.
All right, so October we're going to do an episode, or try to do an episode every week.
We're hoping we'll lead up to the new Halloween movie.
We're going to start doing a raffle, and, well, for us it's a local area. So
possibly. We're still banging out a contract about it.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a raffle, but it's going to be locally. So if you live in the Cook County area, it benefits you. We're trying to do a movie raffle. Some movies we've reviewed from our personal collections. Some good, some bad. Might even be a little few toys in there. Collectibles.
Maybe.
A couple goodies. Then we're going to try to set up our Patreon.
Possibly.
But then after October, we're going to go back to being monthly. Putting out an episode the first Saturday of every month. Guys, I think that's it. Bran, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, probably not right now. I'll think of something later.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm signing out, so okay.
actually, I think we were talking about this earlier. If there's any movies around Halloween time you'd like to see if we could review... Leave a comment or message us on Instagram or Facebook at It Came From The Video Store.
We also have email at It Came From The Video Store at Gmail. Yeah. Oh, and we also plan on doing...
Or you just comment on whatever you're listening on, Podbean, iTunes. Although I don't think a lot of people listen to us on iTunes, so it's probably just Podbean.
Jeez, we sound confident.
No, most people I tell to listen to, so I just tell them on Podbean. I feel like it's a lot easier.
And we also plan on doing a Goosebumps top 10 episode, so definitely message us on Instagram.
Yeah, if you got any movie you want us to review or anything, message us. We need your feedback.
We're hungry for your feedback. All right, well, I guess we're done. We're going to sign out. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And you just listened to
It Came From the Video Store.
I quit.